Hello, this is Helene Lerner, and it's our Dare to Live Fully podcast. And today we're dealing with how to stop from feeling overwhelmed. Look, these days, it's like an emotional roller coaster, right? With the pandemic, with financial insecurity, with racial inequities. Lots of our feelings and our emotions are out right in front for everyone to see. And it's like riding an emotional roller coaster. One minute you're feeling happy, the next you're feeling sad, the next you're feeling hopeless, and it all turns around very quickly. And that can lead to feeling overwhelmed. We're used to putting a dot at the end of a sentence, knowing when things are going to be over, knowing when they're going to end, knowing when we're going to be getting back to some sense of normalcy. Well, we can't put the dots at the end of the sentence. And what happens to many of us is we're feeling overwhelmed. So, how do we stop feeling overwhelmed? Well, in this podcast, I'm going to give you a few tools to use when you're feeling overwhelmed. So, what is very important is not to judge yourself when you're feeling this emotional roller coaster, not to deny what you're feeling, but to admit what you're feeling. I'm feeling so sad right now, and I don't like the way it feels, but I'm feeling that way, and perhaps sharing with a trusted friend. So it's to admit how you're feeling, not try to change it, to accept it, and to know, and this is important, to know that you're okay just the way you are. What likely is going to happen in the next half hour, you're going to feel totally different. That's the nature of an emotional roller coaster. And even if you didn't, again, acceptance is the key here. Not to lay on additional stuff that's going to make you feel bad, like self-criticism. We don't want to do that. So the first step is to accept how you feel and not to judge it, especially if you're feeling that emotional roller coaster. Number two, if you're getting foggy and not getting a handle on what you should be doing now, give yourself a goal and break it up into small, attainable tasks. In other words, don't make it too big, so it gets even more confusing and makes you feel even more overwhelmed. Take something simple. I can make 10 phone calls in the next 2 hours. I'm going to make the list and make the call or connect with them through LinkedIn or another network. I can do that. So give yourself a task, make it something that's reasonable and can be achieved, and then break it up into small parts. You're going to make the list and then make the calls. Number three, and this is very, very important. Since we don't know and we're creating this new normal, and it isn't like it was a year ago, and it probably never, ever will be. So all of us are creating this new normal, which could change next month, or in 3 months, or in 6 months. That when we take esteemable actions, we're feeling overwhelmed, but we set a goal, and we achieve the goal. What we need to say to ourselves and put the dot at the end of this sentence is good job. You did a good job. You carried through. You were feeling overwhelmed. You followed through. And you did what you said you would do. Now, don't look for the results. Don't look at what those calls got you right now. Just give yourself credit for having followed through on the accomplishment. And here's something else that I think we don't do enough of, and I'm going to put it on our list, is to really appreciate our resilience. Right now, in the world, this is one of the toughest times all of us have ever gone through. As we said, dealing with a pandemic, financial insecurity, racial inequities, all of this, it's a huge, huge concern that we all need to deal with. And it can make life feel very heavy and going in and out of clarity and overwhelm. So what I think is so important throughout the day, giving yourself credit, like we said, for the things you're accomplishing, but also a checklist of how resilient you have been. See those actions. What I mean by checklist is see how resilient you are today. So I got up, I had a bad dream, and yet I called a friend, I didn't stay with it. Good job, Helene, you were resilient. I thought my son was coming over for dinner. He called the last minute and canceled. You weren't feeling great about that, but you understood where he was. And what did you do? You looked at a movie that you have been putting aside because you haven't had time, and you watched it and you enjoyed it. You were resilient, Helene. Good job. See, sometimes we don't give ourselves credit for the little things that really are big things. And we, every one of us, has been resilient. So what else can I say about overwhelm? Overwhelm is a sense of not knowing. Overwhelm is a sense that it's too much. Overwhelm is a sense that the little me cannot survive this big confusion. But it's a lie, because if you are feeling overwhelmed, you need to recall how resilient you've been and know that you can break down this overwhelm into small pieces and actually move forward in your life. So the next time you feel overwhelmed and stuck, don't succumb to it. Remember these steps. Accept the roller coaster of your feelings. Break down tasks into smaller ones. And actually, if you don't have a task, identify one that you can accomplish and then break it down into smaller tasks and check them off as you do it. And number three, give yourself the credit you deserve. Look at how resilient you have been in a time when no one can put those dots at the end of a sentence. We don't know what the shape of tomorrow will be. We can't quite plan in the ways we've planned before. And things can change on a dime. So good job. Put your name in it and actually say it to yourself. I'll do it right now. And when you remember throughout the day, say it to yourself, either in your mind's eye or out loud. Good job, Helene. I'm proud of you for following through. Good job. Till next time. Bye, folks.